The Time Warp means variety.
Time Warp, November 66. Men in Switzerland are at the polls to decide that women won't be, as women's suffrage gets the thumbs down in the heart of the Alps. Bobby Hebb is on the charts with A Satisfied Mind.
How many times have you heard someone say, if I had his money, but little they know that it's so hard to find one rich man in ten with a satisfied mind. Once I was winning in fortune and fame, everything that I dreamed for, get a start in life's game. Suddenly it happened,
so
I lost every dime. Now I'm richer by far, with a satisfied mind. 'Cause money can't buy back your youth when you're old. Satisfied mind. with a satisfied mind.
Won't you go away? Wish you wouldn't stay. Won't go away, little girl.
Spinning all the top tunes of November 66, Herb Alpert and the Tijuana Brass have a new LP this month, and the Lovin' Spoonful has an album offering a variety of styles, including pop, country, jug band, blues, and folk. Track 7 from their new LP is called Rain on the Roof.
You and me and rain on the roof, caught up in a summer shower, drying while it soaks the flowers. Maybe we'll be caught for hours, waiting out the sun. You and me were gabbing away, dreaming conversation, sitting in the hay. Honey, how long was I laughing in the rain? With you, 'cause I didn't feel a drop till the thunder brought us to.
Within the heart of me.
Take a look at TV on Tuesday night, November 66. CBS rules the evening with Daktari, the Red Skelton Hour, in Petticoat Junction. Red Skelton is the number two show on TV for the entire season. The Fugitive, Combat, and The Girl from U.N.C.L.E. are on Tuesday nights as well. The Girl from U.N.C.L.E. is a spinoff from The Man from U.N.C.L.E., and it stars the winsome Stephanie Powers as April Dancer. The show seems to have a major flaw in that April Dancer isn't required to kill the bad guys. Oh yeah, her feminine charms serve as terrific bait, of course, but her partner, played by Noel Harrison, provides all the fireworks. She does, however, tote a handy perfume atomizer that sprays gas. That's neat. She has charm bracelets that explode, too. But in contrast to karate chopping agents such as Honey West and also Emma Peel from The Avengers, April Dancer often finds herself to be a helpless damsel in distress in need of rescue. Her exploding earrings can't save the show from cancellation after only one season. This is the theme from The Girl from U.N.C.L.E. Time Warp, November 66. As I mentioned, Red Skelton has the number two show for the entire TV season. This is the theme song performed by David Rose and his orchestra. Rose's most famous compositions were The Stripper, Calypso Melody, and this piece of music called Holiday for Strings, used as Red Skelton's theme music. He also wrote music for many television series, including Little House on the Prairie, Highway to Heaven, and Bonanza. Apparently anything that had Michael Landon in it, but many other shows as well. Rose earned 4 Emmys for his TV theme music, and he was musical director for the Red Skelton Show during its entire 21 years on the air. And this is the theme from the Red Skelton Show. It's November of 66 as 400 people die of respiratory failure and heart attacks during a killer smog in New York City. And we're hearing from the new vaudeville band with Winchester Cathedral on the Time Warp.
Oh, for the hot dog, it all dog.
Some people refer to vinyl in that condition as fireside music, and rightfully so, because you can hear the logs crackling over the open flame. And I believe you now have your daily quota of burned-up vinyl. It's November of 66 on the Time Warp. Bernhard Zondek, German-born Israeli gynecologist, dies at 75 years old. Zondek developed the first reliable pregnancy test back in 1928. Here's Keith on the Time Warp.
Ain't gonna lie, that's one thing you and I could never see. So as we kiss goodbye, if I cry, don't let these tears I shed today hold you back in any way. He's waiting for your smile, so hurry. Instead of some pack of lies, to us a lie's the only sin. Least we'll end the way we've been by being truthful to each other.
Artie's Time Warp will continue in November of 1966.